Dan Neil and Sean with the review after Southampton 1, Liverpool 2. The mentality really is one to ponder here, Sean, considering who he leaves at home. You know, if this goes wrong, you're dealing with it with what you've got. And there isn't a lot in terms of cavalry to come from the bench. But, you know, Slot says post-game, we trust these players, and then talked about the long-term fitness of others in this schedule. This all, you know, plays into the fact that it's his first season in this league, his first time experiencing a festive period. It also maybe hints at how he, what he thinks of Southampton and what he maybe thinks of this competition in general, but he backs them to win the game and they do, and that's the main point with the approach, right?
It does. I mean, first apology I've got to make is I've been up all night with StatsBomb and StatsZone getting the data on Neil Dockin, Martin Fitzgerald and Ben Johnson. The data's wild. Yeah, so, I mean, they've actually sent me an A1, like it's an A1 piece of paper. It won't go in the StatsBomb download. And you've got like Neil Dockin has gone phenomenally. He's like in the middle, very good on ball value. But basically there isn't a fixed position for Martin and Ben. It's like a zigzag of little dots in like Venn diagrams. So, I mean, we'll probably have to do a different review show on that.
Have we been called out by the Payoffs group? Have we even said this?
Oh, there's, we'll have to get all the StatsBomb and StatsZone stuff on that. That is there's phenomenal data on that. But back to Southampton, Liverpool. It's interesting from a Southampton perspective, very quickly, it's interesting that they go fairly strong. Obviously, there's Onuachu, maybe Saguara, perhaps. Some of their fans might have a conversation about Brayan Díaz, perhaps. But generally, it's very strong. They obviously go in 5-4-1, and they're extremely passive in the sense of, please don't hammer us. Ultimately, we just want to cover up, reduce the shots. We need to get to halftime and try and rebuild some confidence here with all the reasons they've got. From Slot's perspective, I think he gets, it's easy to say because there's always that risk that someone just falls on you, puts in a leg breaking tackle. But I mean, that is just, you've got to play games of football and this game is there. And I completely agree with what Neil's always said is that there should never be a Liverpool manager that picks a team to lose a game. And I don't like to throw the kids in. You can ruin kids. There's no one who has worked with young players who will ever say, throw the kids in.